We will speak to some of the interactive recommendations that were made. And in others, I will ask that we will be given time to respond to them in a substantive way through written responses. Fairly quickly and fairly briefly, in the interest of time, we've taken note of the corruption issues, the Independent Commission on Corruption. We do have legislation in place. We will have to go through the process of attempting to operationalize a lot of them. On human rights treaties, again, we will have to take those recommendations by member states into ensuring that we do have legislations, and we will try to domesticate some of these legislations and treaties domestically. We are working through with relevant agencies to ensure that we have the relevant protocols in terms of domestic legislations to address them. On the accessibility of women and having to give them opportunities to participate both in the legislative and political framework and public office, we do have legislations in place. We do have a parliamentary committee that is presently looking at women's participation in public offices, especially at political levels. That is work in progress, and we will take the concerns or the recommendations made. We will have that reflected to the relevant parliamentary committee in country, and we will work through that. On the death penalty issues, it's you would member countries would note that we have legislation in place for death penalty. Unfortunately, that cannot be implemented in the country, and that is why it remains dormant at this stage, in that our cultural, our religion does not allow for this practice to be implemented. So that, unfortunately, we have it in law, but to have it executed, unfortunately, it's been a law that has been dormant for some time. We do note the significant constraints we face in country. Government is taking every measure possible to ensure that no child is left behind in education. We do have a policy in place for free education, education for all. That is inclusive and taking care of the call for the government to take responsible measures to address education needs for children coming from poor families. We do also have, unfortunately, we cannot provide schools close by to every villages or rural areas in the rural communities in the country. We're hampered by or constrained by both the landform and the terrain that we live in, as well as resource constraints. The government is taking every measure possible to bring children to school. And often, I guess, the difficulties through the landform and the local geographic environment we live in makes it quite difficult for that as well. With that, Madam President, I think in the interest of time, I will, my delegation and I will respond to some of the recommendations that the member countries have raised in writing. Thank you, Madam President.